Yeah, it's been quick. The loan ran out with Walsall. I spoke to the manager there and obviously needed more funds for midfielders and strikers, so that ended that move and went back to Sheffield for, I think it was 2 days, and got a phone call off the gaffer asking if I'd like to come and try it. And that's all I want to do, play football games, so I'll jump to the chance.
Was it frustrating when you found out that the Walsall loan wouldn't be extended?
I just didn't know what was going to happen. I wasn't sure whether I'd go back at Sheffield and have to play in the reserves there or not. So, as a footballer, I just want to get out and play first-team football. So, I suppose you're a little bit frustrated that the move ended, but I'm pleased that this move's come about.
And this is a move that will be ideal, presumably, given the local sort of region, and you still live down here?
Yeah, I'm still from around here. I'm a Borby lad, but I live in Arworth right now. So, yeah, it's ideal for me, rather than travelling an hour 45 to Walsall, probably 10, 15 minutes to Canley Park. So, yeah, it's ideal for me.
Was this club an option in the summer when you had a lot of teams sort of speaking to you? Was Doncaster one of the options that you had?
It was always difficult because of the takeover move. That never happened. So, I mean, there's rumours, but nothing concrete now.
And how unsettling has this season been for you? I mean, when you signed for Sheffield United and we spoke to Nigel Clough, he was so positive about bringing you in, then for it to not work out and then have to have two separate loan spells, what's it been like?
Well, it's a situation I've not really been in before. The last few years I've played most games at Walsall and then come to Sheffield. I moved there, obviously it was closer and it looks a little bit of a better move for me, but it hasn't worked out. But I'm old enough to realise now that's football, and sometimes football doesn't work out like that, and you have to go elsewhere to play football, and such things that happen at Sheffield. I mean, people say I've had arguments with the gaffer, but I haven't. It's just purely his opinion that the players who are playing in front of me are doing better than I am. So I've got to go out and prove that I can still do it.
What do you make of that opinion?
It's his opinion. That's what football's about, game opinion. So if he's the manager, he chooses a team, so I've got nothing to say on that.
Because people would say, and we have to say, why didn't it work out? I mean, it seemed ideal for both parties.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Like I say, it's the manager's opinion, and all that matters at the end of the day, and he's got his opinion that the players in front of me that are doing a better job than I did, so that's all it is.
Do you think you've been given a fair crack?
It's his decision, like I say. I've not got any say on it at all, so it's a decision.
Looking at this move now, the manager has said here, Paul Dickov, that he wanted to bring some extra leadership to the side. Is that something that you think you can really sort of fit the bill with that?
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, that's what I pride my game on. Hopefully I'm a good leader on the pitch and a good organiser. I mean, I was captain at Walsall for nearly 4 years, so hopefully I've learned some of there. And I've learned off other captains before. Andy Crosby has come up, or I thought he was a brilliant captain, so hopefully I can bring some leadership skills onto Rovers team.
Because the team's been quite inconsistent in the last month. I think won 3 and lost 4. That's going to be the key thing, isn't it, over these next few weeks, is to get that consistency going there.
Yeah, if you're consistent in this league, you get out of it, and that's what the aim is to do. There's the team that everyone's beating everyone this year. There's no one really running away with it, bar probably Bristol City. You can see how tight it is at the bottom. I think there's about 6 or 7 teams on 12 points, so you string a few results together and you can push yourself right back up there.